You're listening to DraftKings Network.
What's going on, guys? Ellie from Copper 9 here. You might not know who I am, but I've got nothing better to do. So watch the Soccer Cooligans talking all things football, politics, music, culture. Swipe up, click the link, do
that'll
something.
Do, that'll perfect. Do.
Hi, Bobby! Yes.
Let's go.
Let us go. And the fire alarm is going.
Perfect timing. Okay, that's how hot this episode's gonna be.
Okay, it's a Chicago fire. All right.
Shouts to the chat. Dude, this is one of my favorite things about Christian being where he is now is just the sounds of nature.
Look. This is what the circumstances are. We're all working from home. This is part of home. This alarm.
Yeah. And by the way, this interrupts our filming sometimes of our TV show. You thought New York was noisy. Go to them burbs, my G.
All right. North New Jersey is lit. Okay. That's just a nightclub nearby. All right.
Justin Freeberg back from his break. And he says, I don't know what's brighter, the sheen off my head or Christian's bright ass Seattle kid.
Yes, let's go.
Their kids do be bright. Their kids do be bright.
All right. Welcome, everybody. Hello. Welcome to the Prem Show. We are the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
Yup. I'm Alexis Guerrero.
All right. We are your favorite stand-up comedians. I host the funniest soccer show live here right on Twitch.
That's right. It also happens to be the gulliest show right here on Twitch. On that Twitch, eh?
Okay. No se te olvide, coño.
Okay. No te lo voy a recordar.
You're not going to remember? What?
Yeah, I was going to say the other one, and then I went back to the other one.
Anyway, what's good, everybody? We're excited to be back. I mean, we've been on Twitch right now. If you're listening to this podcast, we've been on Twitch for 3 hours and 16 minutes. We were watching Champions League with everybody else on the chat. We had a great time. Messi Lionel Messi did not have a good time.
That is right.
He had the complete opposite. But Mbappe's chilling, okay? It is there clearly the torch has the torch been passed? I mean, I guess we'll talk about this because Ronaldo and Messi are both done in Champions League.
But Erling Haaland and Mbappe's still in there.
Okay.
So what's that say?
Big old Erling Haaland yelling in goalkeepers' faces. All right. That's what kind of
also Mbappe is like, why y'all talking about Messi? I'm right here. We did good. Talk about me.
So a lot to discuss today. And yes, we are on Twitch every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern time. So if you're listening to this, come through anytime. You know, if you're at work, stop working, okay? If you're a doctor in the middle of surgery, put the instruments down. Get on Twitch.
Yo, we got advancements in medicine. They'd be aight.
Okay, just throw a bucket of ice in there. They'll be fine when you get back.
Bruh, all you got to do is put them in a little bit of a coma, right?
Not a lot of a coma, a little bit.
No, okay? Don't be egregious with it.
So, a lot of soccer to discuss already. People, Colbanco is saying it's gully Spanglish, referring to you mixing up your languages.
That's right. I try to think in Spanish and English, and sometimes I be thinking in Spanglish. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And shouts to M. Sprat, who's out here.
M. Sprout 29. What's good, M. Sprout? Thank you for coming through. Where to begin today? Should we just recap what happened in Champions League just a couple moments ago? Obviously,
I mean, people, you know it by now, right? The teams that needed to mount the comeback did not mount the comeback.
I mean, they got close. I mean, let's start with Juve. Juve, they were the closest. They scored the 5 goals necessary. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even remember this. I did not know that the away goal rule still applied in extra time.
Yeah.
This has to be a crime,
right? Don't go away. It does not go away. It haunts you forever. People don't like the away goal. I love the away goal rule. It adds like a nice little Nice little, but, spice to the game.
But in extra time, do we really need it? I mean, if...
Who cares? Why is it different in extra time?
Gota TV, thank you for the follow. Look.
What's the difference?
Well, the difference is that the first game didn't have extra time, right? There wasn't an extra amount of time. There wasn't an equal amount of time in both games. So once you play extra time, it is like starting anew, but not in this scenario. It was not. Look, and I'm also going to say Juve should have won this game. They're up a man pretty much more than
Juve needed to win the game.
They needed to win.
They messed up. Yeah, they messed up on that win.
It is totally on them, but the away goal rule I think should be looked at or changed, because once you are in extra time, it should be a clean slate. Let's just see better team wins.
I don't understand that. The game is the game. The aggregate is based on both games, not both first 90 minutes. If you add an away goal, if you know the away goal is part of the rule, then you know what you got to do. It shouldn't be easier for you. It shouldn't be easier for you to win just because it's extra time.
Okay,
don't make sense.
So you say this, but in MLS, this is not the rule. The extra time, in extra time, away goal, the away
which
goal
the only time
count.
I like it if it's helping the team that I like. That's it.
So you got it.
But for the most part, I disagree. The away goal should stand. I don't understand why change the rules just because it's extra time. The only rules that I understand adding is like an extra sub. That makes sense. Thank you so much, M. Sparate, who's hosting us.
Thank you.
Spro.
But Juve had 30 minutes less away time. Yes, they did have less, but I'm just saying, but they caught up. They caught up. They tied the game.
Who cared? But then they tied, which means that you go into extra time.
I understand. I grasp that. But the fact that Porto...
Pew, pew.
Porto, nobody gets that because that was from before. That was not...
Yeah. Which is why I said it lightly.
Porto, once they got to extra time, it should be even there. That it should have gone to penalties is my point. They tied the game.
Okay. Why should it be even?
Because
why take away I don't understand why taking away the away goal makes sense for extra time.
Because the game still ended 5-5. That's all I'm saying. They scored the goal in extra time. Porto scored that goal in extra time.
But it didn't end, is what I'm saying.
What didn't end?
The game didn't end. The 90 minutes, the regular time ended. And then you go into extra time. It's an extension of that game.
I understand how the rule is in place right now, but right. I would prefer it if it was just a blank. I would have loved to see that game go to penalties because Porto, in my opinion, did not score more goals than Juve. So that it's difficult to determine them the winner based on solely these 30 minutes. It should have gone to penalties. I would have preferred that. I don't see why the away goal rule in extra time continues to apply when the teams are even on how many goals they score total.
I mean, Board Martin seems to agree with you. They should get rid of extra time and just go to PKs.
Which is like, that's like Copa America. That's what they do.
Right.
And
I'm not sure that that's necessarily what I want to see. I think you've already built all this tension. Why get rid of it? And I know, actually, PKs are very exciting, but I just think for some reason, adding that extra time is like, it's a game. This is what happens in a game.
I'm fine with the extra time.
So why break that just because of these circumstances?
Yeah, I'm fine with...
Justin Friedrich said, do you truly grasp it, Christian? Because Alexis is going to blow your mind.
I think it's a matter of preference more than anything. I don't think there's any... Look, different leagues do it different ways.
Look, Glenster said it. Look, it applies because it's the same game.
I comprehend... that
so then but, the rules should just be the same. Like when you go to the extra game, they don't be like, by the way, whirly ball, and it's like one of those balls that
I
goes
think
in,
there's more, you know what I mean? I think it's a more of a deserved win. Like in MLS in playoffs, when you go to extra time, when there were two legs or whatever, when you went to extra time,
the away goal went away,
and then often you would have penalties if the teams were even on aggregate goals. That's more entertaining for me. I'm not saying that Porto necessarily didn't deserve the win. I'm not saying all that. They did what they had to do. Juve should have won the game. That's obvious. But in this scenario, in these last 30 minutes, where the game is at 5-5, I would rather see it go to penalties to determine the winner rather than simply applying the away goal rule. That's just
me. I couldn't disagree more, because I think it's just an extension of the game. It's like, it doesn't make sense to me, and I get that MLS does it, but I kind of don't like that they do that, because to me it's like, why change the rules just because it's extra time? Extra time is extra time onto the match you've just played. It should be the rules of the game you just played. And also, everyone knows the score. Everyone knows exactly what the rules are. You walk in when, you know, you both shake each other's hands. You understand the rules by which you're playing. It's an away goal rule. Juve should be better than Porto.
Sports Card Direct said, because one team has an advantage in that they have more time to score an away goal. So are you supporting my...
Sounds like he's for you.
That's what it sounds
like. He or she agrees with you. So we do have a poll. You know, vote on the poll. Let me see where you guys are at. Should away goals count extra time? Yes seems to be winning. It's winning by one more because I just voted for it.
Okay. I tried to vote also, but I'm on the same account that you already voted on. So
That's why I did it. All right.
So people are saying away goals should count. Really? That's what you want? I don't know. It seems a little, you know, not necessarily unfair, but it seems like a different game, this extra 30 minutes. It should be a clean slate. And let's
Nick Lage put stop the steal because I voted for us.
Yes.
Against you. Which I beat you to it. Yes, pro Christian, one team has more time to score more valuable away goals. But you know that.
But that doesn't matter whether you know it or not. It's an unfair advantage that one team has over the other.
Thank you, Jay Sabim, for following. I don't care. I don't think it's a disadvantage at all to the other team, because you also had the ability. You couldn't stop them from tying you. You couldn't stop them from drawing even with
you.
But
that's not the argument anyone is making.
No, what I'm saying is, if you stop them, they wouldn't have the extra time to score. They wouldn't have the additional 30 minutes to score. So I get what you're saying, and I get what Sports Card Direct is saying. I just don't agree. You know these are the rules. If you can't stop them from drawing even with you, they're going to get more time. You know what I mean?
Sure, but it's still a little bit. It favors the away team. That's all. Without a doubt. Because an away goal is worth more.
I think it inspires more attacking. It inspires the home team to not just sit back. That's why the away goal exists.
Okay. That's
it's so that the home team doesn't just park the bus. That's the only reason the away goal thing exists.
I get that. But the game would have still been as entertaining if it was going to penalties anyway. They would have still tried to win the game. That's all. Anyway.
Goat.tv said NYCFC doesn't need extra time since we already lost after 20 minutes in every playoff game. I gotta say, you got a point. Nick Leishman said, Alexis, that makes any away goal in extra time worth two. The home team would need to score twice to have any chance, and you would never have PKs at the end if it always counted for two. No, I get that. But those were the rules that you started the match with. So it just doesn't make sense to me to stop
Alexis
it.
Alexis is very into rules. When the rules are in place, he's like, I am very much all about the rules, okay?
No pineapple on pizza. Folger slices. You know how it goes. Follow the rules. With no fans, away goals shouldn't matter. That's actually a pretty good point. There really is no home and field advantage. So away goals are kind of dumb. But like I said before, they're there to stop you from just parking the bus. Like, bro, you better go out and try to score, because if they beat your parked bus, if you will, that's going to count for two. So you need to go out and get some buckets. You know what I mean?
All right.
It also stops the away team from just parking the bus until they get to their home squad. You know what I mean?
Justin Freeberg is saying, stop the steal, # storm the gully capital. Okay.
Just take away the away goal from the get-go. Again. It stops the parking of the bus. It inspires. Look, there's a reason it's there.
Put in the this is a real. I feel like this is the first like debate. It feels like a debate show all of a sudden. Like,
no, it's the first time you've ever taken part. I've tried to debate you multiple times, but usually go, I don't care.
No, this is a divisive issue, I think, amongst soccer fans, because you know, again, the game.
I don't think it's that divisive, because the poll was. That we were right. I was right. My side is right.
It was very close. It doesn't make it any less divisive. It was pretty
Are you suggesting I stole the election?
I'm saying it is divisive. Blood Saint 11, weigh in on this, Blood Saint. Okay.
Thank you for following. Also, What? Blood saying. I'm convinced by Christian they should have thrown a live tiger into the match for extra time. That's Robert from LA. Judd on the bench said, "We getting bamboozled. Rigged election," says Nick Lane.
Why
are we having this debate now? Says Perfect Tommy. All right.
Look, it's just it was a thing I didn't remember. I think in Champions League when I was watching the game, I was just like, it was a little. Not that I was like rooting for Juve, but the fact that Porto won with not scoring more goals than Juve was a little bit of an issue for me. That's all I'm saying. But somebody did.
Oh no! The rapist was upset.
that's the last thing I care about. But the one thing somebody did mention.
Look, Blood Sane is on my side. I always knew you were a good person. I am for the away goal rules. So me too. It adds a wrinkle. It adds excitement. You know, if it's just home and away, I feel like the away team is constantly just gonna park the bus. You're going to get really boring matches. And I feel like they did that already. Justin Freeberg said something important here. Where's my Canadian Premier League content? I need to talk about Brendan Managers and Jermaine Delph. All-stars. All-stars of the Canadian Premier League.
Somebody did mention, and I forgot who mentioned this earlier, the goal from, what was it? Sergio Oliveira, I think that was his name. The free kick that Ronaldo turned away from, and it went on the ground, and obviously the keeper couldn't stop it. The criticism of Ronaldo, they said basically saying that he was like scared of the free kick, and because of that, that's what led to them losing the game.
When you lose a match like this, every little decision is going to be nitpicked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like in those moments, you know, especially when it comes to soccer, it's like everything's about leadership. Like you have to put your neck on the line because you're a leader and blah, blah, blah. But when you get paid that much money, when you get brought in with the, you know what I mean, with that kind of a price tag on you, you expect to get nitpicked. You know what I mean? You can't read the comments, man. You just can't read the comments.
I mean, the play in itself, who was on the wall? It was Ronaldo. Was it Morata?
While you think of that, I'm going to read Pepe Lucha's comment, which is, to be honest, I'd rather see one single game instead of two games with away goals. While that's great, where do you play that?
Well,
you got to play that at the better teams, the better ranked teams.
Or neutral side.
Home.
Or like how we wrapped up Champions League last season, which was with one game, single game eliminations, which I think would be great. Two. I think at the very least it would be entertaining.
Well, the final is one match. There's no home and away.
In that scenario, yes. But overall, I mean, how the Champions League was with the single game eliminations and the knockouts were really, really fun to watch.
Wildly exciting. Yeah. Look, I'm not going to say no. That was wildly exciting. Who was it that said, Bord Martin said they should have had a dude on the floor for the free kick. I agree, dude. You get one of those, what do they call them? Worm burners or whatever? Worm killers? It's just scooting across the ground. You let one of those in, you feel bad. Because it feels like a trick play. It feels like you felt for something, you know?
Yeah.
Like you got caught playing three-card Monty. You know what I mean?
But he was, maybe like, I don't know, 30 yards out, give or take? You saw the run-up. The run-up was pretty far. I mean, it was so far out that I don't understand why they all, or at least two of the players, why they jumped. I mean, you would have had to be the one of the most spectacular free kick takers to kick the ball from that far away and it go up over the wall. It was more than likely going to go over the wall. That's what
it looked like. Roberto Carlos's.
Yeah. Well, it from the because of the distance, he was always going to get it over the wall. I don't know why they jumped to be honest, because he was all you have to hit it high, especially with the run up. He wasn't gonna laser it directly into the goal. It just seemed like a
also
poor...
when the dude is running like that, are you not gonna turn your head away? You're just gonna deep stare that ball as it gives you.
You want to win Champions League or not? That's
yeah. Hey, look, you want to win Champions League and not remember it?
Chad Benzi said, yo, that free kick reminded me of the one Philly did against LAFC last year. Yeah, Jacob Glesnes, right? But that was...
That was a straight laser.
No, it had some bend on it, but it was also from farther back as well. It was
I remember that as a straight shot, but all right,
Vermeer was covered. I just watched the MLS posted it recently. It went, it took a dip to the left. It was still a rocket without a doubt. But it just seemed like such a poor decision to jump. There was there must have not been much communication. Chesney. It was in goal. There must have just not been that much communication about what the wall should have done. Ronaldo, especially, not only did he turn around, but he like opened his legs, and that was even worse. If he would have jumped straight up and turned his head or something like that, he would have probably still stopped the ball. But because it went between his legs and he was right,
yeah,
in
he
the
got
middle.
Nutmegged.
Yeah, it was bad. It was just a poor decision.
Crimson Pizza said he was so far. I think that's all on the keeper. Maybe. Pepe Lucha said, I'm sending this podcast to FIFA, so y'all make your point so we can change the rules. All right, Pepe Lucha's. We got a man on the inside. That's what we always wanted.
Okay. Guys are about, a person of influence, all right?
Even Bort Martin said, why would you put Ronaldo on the wall, though? He's better off in the box winning a header if they crossed or wait for a counter. I agree. Thank you so much, T-Bag 215. Okay. Every time.
Clearly, you're just
English. Nice English chat.
Maybe a fan of the Revolutionary War. Who knows?
I agree. Ronaldo in the wall doesn't make sense, but he is rather tall. I mean, he's a good place for him to be.
Yeah, but...
do you guys think Pirlo is sacked? As a Juve fan, I could see it happening. You don't win the domestic league. You get bounced out of Europe with this. I mean, look, the thing that makes me think, yeah, you have a point, and yeah, maybe he does get booted, is that, one, you don't have a lot of time with CR7. If this is the dude you're hanging your hopes on, you don't have a lot of time. You know what I mean? Next year probably is his last year at this level. You know what I mean? I feel like he's going to start to get either injuries or start to slip in form and lose a step. And I know, physically he's a very, sort of a rare talent physically. So maybe not. But if that's the guy you have your hopes on, is Pirlo the right guy to manage this team if you're trying to win right now? I don't know. That's why it was so confusing that they brought him in.
Yeah. I mean, they're...
Part of me thinks that maybe they're not even paying him that much money. They're not, like, he's doing it for the love of the club.
They're not going to... They're probably not going to win Serie A and out of the Champions League. I don't know. I don't know how long of a leash... Juve's not a club where you can just coast and just do okay. You have to win trophies regularly. And even if you win the damn trophy, it's not good enough if you're not winning Champions League or not getting far into it as well. So,
but now he has to win Serie A. He's got to win Serie A.
And he is not.
He's not going to, but he has to.
Yeah, they'll give him one more year. As
you think it is Juve.
Yeah.
They might not.
They might give
Robert from LA said, Alexis can feel for Juventus. He knows the feeling of Chesney can disappoint you. Remember, I yelled when that happened. I said, he's an Arsenal player. This is what Chesney do, all right? He's an Arsenal player,
It's what Chesney do, as if, there's a plural. Like, the entire Chesney family. Well, you can't expect
much.
If
you play for Arsenal.
The whole family got the curse, okay? let's look at... I just want to look at Serie A real quick. I know they're third...
Chad Benti said, where would CR7 go after this? Hopefully jail. Remember, guys? Justin Freeberg said, Kenny Chesney? Yeah, man. He played for Arsenal.
Gliendo 1, thank you for the follow.
Thank you so much for the follow.
Juve.
Alexis shakes fist at Poland.
Juve sitting in third place, 10 points behind first place Inter Milan.
It's too much.
Too much.
It's too much.
What, there's 12 games left? They're donezo.
So both Milan teams have to completely collapse before Juve, and Juve has to basically win out in order for them to win.
I see that record, and I'm like, Weston McKennie does not deserve this, right? He deserves to be around good players and a good team. You build a team around Weston McKennie. That is the future. Of you,
I completely agree.
Okay,
I like Colo Blanco's comment. They said they threw Pirlo into this with no job experience, and Pirlo took it, so they knew this could happen. You're right; it was a risk. And this is, you know, big risk, big reward. This is the opposite of the reward, you know? Mm-hmm. And the thing is that they've looked good in moments. They just haven't been the best. And that's the thing about soccer. You can look good, but if you ain't the best,
okay,
you ain't good enough, you know?
Speaking of Champions League, let's also quickly talk about Borussia Dortmund moves on.
Does anyone care? All right, Dortmund moves on. We talked about
it. The only thing I want to talk about is Erling Haaland and the goal that was taken back and then the penalty that was missed that had to be retaken. So when he missed the penalty,
he got all up in my man's face. If you didn't see it, it was saved, right? He didn't go wide. It was saved.
No, it was
the
saved.
First one.
Yeah, I actually want to pull
the keeper was off the line, and he was.
Yes, I want to.
So they had to retake it.
Did you see the his post game comments? This was
DJ Minotti said, "I cried at work when Messi's PK didn't go in." Damn. What do you do for work?
Are you a professional crier? Is that what it is?
Or is my man like, sir, are you going to make me that Chipotle bowl? Or
were you doing an emotional role in a new movie? So it was,
yeah. Perfect timing. I didn't even have to pinch myself in the leg.
Erling Haaland did. He kind of talked some trash.
You're gonna have to tell me what he says.
Okay, you could hear it when it'll play back on the stream if you want to unmute
all right,
it.
Yeah.
But look, so early on, he's kind of being a little disrespectful to the keeper. I forgot the keeper's name for Sevilla, but
well, also don't forget that the entire Sevilla team chased Erling Haaland after this.
Yeah, so check this out.
First of all, it was a nice goal before, but then it was penalty, and then I missed, and then he cheated, so then I took it again, and then I scored when he didn't cheat. So yeah, it was exact the same, but then he stood on the line and. And he didn't stand on line. But, when he was screaming in my face after the first one, I was thinking, oh, it would be even better to score another goal. And
I love it.
That's what happened. So it was nice.
There it is. So he basically is like, he stopped it because he cheated. He's a cheater, the cheater.
He's like, well, you know, he did block it when he cheated. But when he didn't cheat, notice I scored. It was like, but again, he's a cheater. So what are you going to do?
I love that. If you're a professional athlete, you can't throw the word cheat around as casually as he just did. So he really meant to get under this dude's skin.
Someone here said, Colo Blanco said Bono and Haaland shook hands after, right? But Justin Freeberg said, what did Bono say to Haaland? Because Haaland screamed it right back. Bono must have yelled something when he stopped the goal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you ever see the video? What's that dude, the old SNL guy who made the sketch show on Comedy Central, You're Not Welcome Here or something like that?
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about? The white dude who has the sketch comedy show on
Netflix?
On Netflix.
Oh, yeah. the Detroit one.
The dude from Detroit, white dude.
Yeah, yeah.
He has, if you ever saw the video, it's like a meme of the bowling guy who wears like the Oakleys. And he's like, who do you think you are? I'm him.
Yeah, or something like that.
He did a whole thing like, where are we going? You know. He did a whole thing. It's like a 7-minute bit. It's great. And it's just him yelling with like spiked hair, with the slick back hair. That's kind of like what it looks like. Bono yelled something like that. And he got back in his face, which if you're Erling Haaland, I mean, that's kind of his personality, right? Like he kind of gets in your grill
a little bit. He's petty.
Is it petty, though, in competition?
Well, he got frustrated. I mean, this happens to him all the time because he did the – remember when PSG
– Hold on. Go to TV and say, who do you think you are? I am. That's what the guy
said.
Yeah,
the bowler. It's great. That's a classic.
It's so great. Who do you think you are? I am.
I just want to pull it up just to reminisce. That's really obviously a classic.
It's one of my favorite.
Pete Weber.
Is that the name of the bowler?
Of the bowler, Pete Weber. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Here it is.
I mean, perfect look, right?
And he got it. Who do you think you are? I am. Okay, classic. If anybody has not seen that, and you're welcome for that. But that's from a couple of years ago.
Bruh, if you don't know what he's saying, you're like, oh, he's so excited. But he goes, that's right, I did. It already started wild corny.
Justin Freeberg said, y'all tempted Twitch Sports to come on in here, LOL.
Oh, dude, you're right, yo. We're going to get a busy hand.
I mean, it's just YouTube, okay? It's all good.
Wait, hold on. Do you see Steven Jumbo Jets comment? According to Juez Central, the goalkeeper screamed, Giri Choro, which is a whole story with a superstition link. Oh. Are you messing with us? What is La Historia de Ayer? Oh, wait. So it's all in spam. I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's mad long. Yeah, but apparently that's what he yelled. Kiricocho. Kiricocho.
Kirichoro.
No. Kiricocho. It says here.
Okay. And that's like a... Is that like... It's just like a superstition thing?
The hell do I know? It's like a chupacabra?
Okay. Yeah,
maybe. I've looked it up and nothing, it's not explained.
All right. Yeah, you can't be yelling at Erling Haaland some weird ass voodoo stuff. He'll get creeped out. Okay. What does it mean? I don't know.
Colo Blanco said, I looked it up. It's good. What does it mean though? DJ Minotti said, I think he called him a bicocho. Now that.
all right. There is a, I guess in my head, it sort of reminds me of like what's like when somebody says bad juju or something like that. That's what he was trying to say, like, or maybe like bad karma or something along those lines. I don't know.
Like, you know, when I don't know if you guys ever did this, like when we used to go play pool, if somebody had to knock one long into the corner, I put my hand on the pool hole and I go, floppy fish, floppy fish, floppy fish in front of the pocket, and they'd miss it. Something like that.
Hold on.
And we're back to Christian not paying attention
to
me.
This,
awesome.
G. Gliendo said, there was a kid named Kiricocho that every time he was at the game, someone got injured. So he was adopted by the team to greet visiting players.
Hilarious. Hilarious.
Okay.
You gotta love a coach who's like, we could use this.
Bring in the secret weapon. All right.
Colo Blanco said he's gonna translate it. All right.
All right. Please let us know. Put it in.
All right, let us know. When Haaland goes to Man City, do you think he will become one of the PL greats? Great question by Gota TV. I've said this before. I feel like every 2 to 3 years, you could find a player like Erling Haaland. I think Mbappe is the guy.
Hold on. I just want to feature this. Pepe Lucha said.
All right. Do we have to say this?
Kiricocho is in some countries means that you will soon play for Arsenal. It is the highest form of disrespect in Europe.
God damn it. That's good, though. Thank you for featuring that. You prick.
So funny. Super Baca Bro said, loving the jersey, Christian. Thank you. Okay. Before, people hated it. You would have hated what I was wearing before. Trust me.
Yeah. He goes back. He's wearing all the rivalry week. According to what they say, in 1982, when Bilardo was directing Estudiantes, he found out that there was a boy who was a fan of the club who was nicknamed Kiricocho.
Yeah.
He brought bad luck because wherever he went with training sessions, a footballer was injured or they lost the friendly.
So let me get this straight. Do you think he said this because he was hoping that Haaland would get injured? Is that the idea? Oh, he was trying to just wish bad luck. Okay. Chad is saying, fuck your kid, Christian. Okay. Yeah,
right. Yeah, see? Yeah. All right. It goes both ways. Feature that, Christian. How about that?
Oh, wait. The feature button's not working. What's going on?
Legend has it that Dr. Bilardo adopted Kiricocho to be in charge of receiving rival teams with a pat on the back before each match, because that year Estudiantes was champion and only lost against Boca at home, the only team that Kiricocho could not receive. How did Bono know about this, though?
This is exciting, right? Okay. Man, it didn't. Go to TV said, I guess that bad luck didn't work. LOL. That's right. I mean, look, there's no harm in trying, I guess, right? To wish terrible things on your enemies. What could go wrong? What's wrong with that?
Wait, is the dude, this is, he's from Montreal.
The keeper?
Yeah.
From Montreal?
Montreal, Quebec. His name is Yasin Bonu. Yasin Bey. He's like, oh my God. Mos Def. Yasin Bonu is a Moroccan professional goalkeeper. He plays for Morocco, now Montreal. And he is the Sevilla. How did a dude who's Moroccan Montreal know about Kirikocho, though?
I mean, look, soccer is a global game. You play with people from all over the world. I'm sure you pick stuff up.
Hold on. Colo Blanco said, oh, wait. Even Bilardo says that when he directed Sevilla, he always heard that expression in the stands. All right, so it's a Sevilla thing.
Mm.
Okay. Look at this. We tracked down Kirikocho.
All right.
By the way, I'm Kirikocho when it comes to gambling. If I bet on a team, bet on the other team, regardless of how ridiculous it is.
That's so funny because I was I played our Sunday league, started back up again, and I was playing with Alex Pavone. And that's literally one of the first things he told me. He's like, yo, I hit up Alexis because I'm trying to bet on some of these Premier League games. And he has like a 13% success rate.
Yeah.
It's like so bad.
If I tell him to bet on the team, he bets on the opposite and he usually wins.
Okay.
So yeah, yesterday, according to TV cameras show that Bono yelled Kirikocho at Haaland just before stopping the penalty. And when it was repeated and Haaland scored, Erling retaliated by yelling Kirikocho back at Bono.
Okay.
So we've discovered this whole thing.
I want to hear the audio of Erling Haaland saying Kirikocho in his Norwegian accent.
His Montreal accent. So do not play that on this stream, Christian.
No, we cannot. I can play the audio, maybe. I don't think I can play the audio either.
Do not. All right, so look at that. We figured this all out.
Okay, this is pretty cool. All right, I thought he was just being a jerk, or they were being jerks to each other, but no. There's a bit of a, you know, I mean, in general, when people are taking penalties, there is that attempt for goalkeepers to get in the penalty taker's head. This seems like a strange way to get in a penalty taker's head because they don't even know what you're saying or know what you mean.
Here's what I think. I think the rules are always leaning towards making it easier for the strikers to score, for the penalty taker to score. It should be even, I think. So keeping your foot on the line, I think, is a trash idea. You should be allowed to yell whatever you want. You should be allowed to walk up to the penalty kick taker and be wild disrespectful to their family.
Mush them right before
just
they take
mush them, run their pockets. Maybe you untie a shoe or whatever. Something. You need to have one piece of advantage, yo. Alexis so fancy that he uses two solo cups at once. Now, you know what happened? This one got my cold brew in it, and I finished that, so I put the water one in it so I don't have cups lying around. Thank you very much.
Okay. Justin Freeber said that Haaland said he had no idea what it meant, but he yelled it anyway. Yeah.
Haaland should have made a poutine joke just to insult the goalie. Montreal bagels are trash. And Sevilla players like, we can't let that stand. We got to throw hands.
Crimson Pizza said, is anyone else bothered by stuttering run-ups?
I'm not a fan of that, but what are you going to do?
I don't really have a problem with it. It really depends on the timing and the form. Like Lewandowski took a penalty in the Der Klassiker, and he did that. He did a stutter step, and the keeper gave away what direction they were going. You saw him pick his head up and then look back down. And then that scenario worked. He looked where the keeper was gonna step.
That's why you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pogba's was so stupid. Yeah, I mean, Pogba is quite unique. I don't know what
he's here for the vibes. Yeah. Leave him alone.
Look, he's not taking any more penalties with Bruno Fernandes there, so there's no need to worry about it. But yeah, it's comical. It's even worse, honestly, it might be worse in FIFA than in real life, because in FIFA, they have his run-up. And it literally takes a year for him to kick the damn ball. It's just like, bro, this. Imagine FIFA should go like 15, 20 minutes tops, but this dude adds like 3 minutes to a damn penalty. It's crazy.
I mean, I like what Nick Leishman said. He said Alexis is trying to turn PKs into basketball. Gota TV says, crazy idea, but there should be level one and level two penalties, where for level one, you didn't deny a scoring opportunity and the goalkeeper can go anywhere but a level two is where you can go anywhere, but a level two is where you deny a wide open chance and the goalkeeper needs to stay on the line. It could be used to provide the easier score for someone who had a goal. I don't I don't completely follow.
Yeah, this seems a little complicated. It's easier to just be like, yo, if a foul happens in this line, then it's a penalty.
How about this? Make it mandatory to yell Guido Cocho before every penalty.
Yes, every country, you better learn how to say it correctly. Colobanco says, send Kirikocho to Pogba then.
Wait, is Pogba still playing, said Chad Bentley? Yes.
Yes, he is.
And when he leaves United and continues to shine and United suffers, y'all gonna miss him. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I just want to bring in with a word from one of our sponsors, us, and you guys being Gully Squad. And you know what? Maybe I keep saying you. Maybe you're listening to this and you're not a member of Gully Squad and you're wondering why. Well, I've given you amazing, reasons why. I've told you the Slack channel is absolutely amazing. Here's another reason why I think Gully Squad is absolutely incredible and why you should join is because whenever we have guests, and we've had everything from World Cup winners to MLS, Premier League, NWSL, Legends of the Game, we've had incredible, incredible players on our show, incredible guests from comedians like Roy Wood Jr. of The Daily Show, incredible guests. The only people who get to ask them questions besides Christian and I are Gully Squad. Gully Squad finds out early who our guests are, and they get the chance to put those questions in the Slack. Those are the only other questions we ever ask. If you want to be one of those folks, if you want to join the amazing Slack channel, if you want to become a part of this community, if you want to start, cooperating with some of the Gulliest Kit, the kit that they're making for themselves, if you want to drop some knowledge in the coffee or the beer and wine liquor section or the food porn section, all that, you got to join Gully Squad. Most importantly, if you also want to ask questions of our guests, you either got to become a cooligan, which is impossible, right? Unless you're funnier than Christian, then try out, let me know. Or you got to join Gully Squad and join that Slack community. So if you want to do that, just go to shoutstous.com. Again, that's shoutstous.com. Or you can simply go to soccercooligans.com/Gully Squad. In fact, if you go to soccercooligans.com, it's our website. We worked really hard on it. We think it's really nice. And all over the place, you'll find buttons to join Gully Squad. So do it today. Let's talk about Christian Pulisic.
Yes, let's do that.
Because he's had one start out of what? 11, 13, something like that? 11 to 13 potential starts under Tuchel?
Yeah, it's not great. No, it's not looking good.
So apparently, Chelsea winger Christian Pulisic this is according to Frank Khalid UK, at Frank Khalid UK on Twitter. He said Christian Pulisic.
Another tweet.
He's got the keys, the master keys. He said, he's at We The Best. He said Christian Pulisic has told his representatives that he's open to leaving the club this summer if Thomas Tuchel continues to overlook him. Somebody made this point, and I think it's kind of true. Has he played since that GQ photo shoot came out?
He has played. He has not started. But he has played, yes.
Dude, even if he's like, he even said, I think somewhere somebody said, I don't know if it was him, a direct quote, or somebody said that this is his mentality, is that he's still, like, even for the last 20 minutes, he feels like he's a good sub off the bench. He's not sure why he's not even being used that way.
Yeah.
I mean, this is kind of scary if you're a fan of Christian Pulisic. And look, I understand that his Instagram activities may make you not a fan anymore, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Completely understand. I'm not happy with it either. But this is from at CFCENES, CFCENES. Said, Wallahi, peak Pulisic is a million times better than peak Mount. If you don't know what Wallahi means, it's the Nigerian slang for not gonna lie. Oh. Like, basically, it's slang for, like, I'm telling you the truth. So people in Toronto use it. People in England use it a lot. But it's a peak Pulisic is a million times better than peak Mason Mount. What are we thinking?
I would agree with that. But again, I say this all the time. They don't play the same position. They're not used the same way. Mason Mount they're asking two different things of both of the players. Mason Mount is not necessarily there to do a bunch of one-twos and get in the box and attack. He is more of a passer. Pulisic is not going to play that role ever, in my opinion, in the Premier League. Maybe for the men's national team as a 10, but not. I don't see him doing that in the Premier League. He is a tried and true winger.
So, by the way, Crimson Pizza, and I just opened up feature chat so I could do it myself because you were only putting up the stuff roasting me. He said, you were right about the eagle tattoo. Remember we brought that up?
Yeah.
It made us a little uncomfortable, turns out. It should have. whatchamacallit? I think, look, Mason Mount is a talent for sure. And England is full of number 10s. England has a good amount of number 10s right now for their national team. So I can completely understand why Mason Mount is maybe even pushing a little bit harder than Christian Pulisic, who's kind of minted when it comes to the men's national team in America. Why he's pushing a little bit harder. Chad Bentley says Gio should be the number 10 for the U.S. men's national team. I agree, but he's also young. If you're looking at Christian Pulisic and saying, yo, what the hell's going on? You were kind of like the hope. Bruh, I think you got to go to, you got to hope Bayern is serious and wants to buy you. You got to hope that another club in the Premier League can make that move. I think he fits perfectly within Manchester City system. I'd love to see him play there.
Oh, yeah. I think he would be good there, too.
I don't know.
Look, it is getting concerning. But the problem is that Chelsea keep winning. I mean, there's no reason to change anything that they're doing. They win.
No, but I think the question should be asked, why?
Why?
And I think Thomas Tuchel said, look, he works hard in training and he shows well. It's a shame. I feel bad and I'm the one to blame that he's not getting the playing time. But there were all these questions about whether Tuchel even likes Christian Pulisic. It seems to be like he doesn't trust him. You think Thomas Tuchel saw his Instagram activity and was like, yo, my man, it's a little... Bro, you don't play on the right wing. Maybe you should relax. You know what I mean?
I don't know if that... I mean, look, I don't think that has anything to do with it just because I don't think people outside of, like, the American soccer...
Oh, I was only kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
You're right. That has nothing to do with it.
I don't think it's it.
No, but clearly Tuchel doesn't trust him.
Yeah, I mean, look at the... Who's playing... In that spot, like Kai Havertz is doing a little bit better. Timo Werner is doing a little bit better.
I like what Justin Freeberg said. Pulisic on one wing, Weah on the other wing, and Gio at the 10. Yo, that's a tough team right there.
That would be entertaining.
I don't know who defending, but that's a tough team right there.
The midfield for Chelsea, obviously. You know, they usually have, obviously, Conte, Kovacic, Mason Mount. It's look.
Kovacic playing extremely well as well. I mean.
Hakim Ziyech, they it seems like they're putting their money on Hakim Ziyech to improve and kind of play where Christian Pulisic would play. I guess they're getting, they like the results that they're getting with Ziyech in there.
It doesn't even matter who's replacing him. They clearly just don't think he's the right guy. I mean, to not even make the bench sometimes, you know what I mean? To not even make it in the game, to not even be considered the 12th, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, the guy you bring in, am I pronouncing Pulisic? Is it Pulisic or Pulisic?
It's Pulisic. That's how he says
Pulisic?
It.
Pulisic?
Yeah.
All right, whatever. Pulisic. Why? No, I think it's Pulisic. Is it a Pulisic?
I don't know exactly how he pronounces it. I thought it was.
Yo,
I thought it was.
All right, CP. I'm done with this. Yo, CP.
Yeah.
CP, the Mr. Storm in the Capitol. every player on Chelsea has a punchable face from Robert from LA. You ain't lying. I don't know. I think you clearly don't have the trust of the manager if you've not even been tried during this time.
Well, what happened the other?
My man made one start.
Well, he got into the last game against Everton. Boo Chelsea for defeating Everton. But he got in. It was like 2 minutes left. He was just trying to get into the game. And there was like some confusion over which player came off first. I forgot who he subbed on for. But he was frustrated that he couldn't get into the game. So he essentially played less minutes than he had the opportunity to, and he was clearly frustrated. There's that photo of him with his arms up like, bruh, I'm just trying to get a couple minutes out here because I enjoy being a professional soccer player. Why can't I play a little bit? And so that was one of those signs of like, it's a little bit telling, like he's not really happy with how it's been going, and you know, the relationship that I think he thought he was going to have with Tuchel is not really there. He came in the 90th minute, and I think he was standing up around like the 86th or 87th. So
here's the other problem. This is leading up to the Gold Cup. This is leading up to, you know, the World Cup qualifiers. It's not looking good.
Yeah.
For Pulisic. You guys happy with that, Pulisic? Thank you, RCAB.
Thank you so much for the sub. Is Nutmeg in?
We miss you too, homie. Thank you for subscribing. I think if you look at this, this is a dangerous time for Pulisic to not be playing. This is the time when you have to be showing out for your club. You should be in peak form right now. And if the homie's getting one start out of whatever it is, 12, 11 games, that is an emergency for the men's national team.
Glenn25 said, does Giroud smell like Acqua di Gio all the time?
Bruh, I think Acqua di Gio smells like Giroud, if we're going to be honest. We did talk about punchable face, and they said, not Giroud. Glenster said, you can't punch Giroud. You just caress him. You must caress him. We going to punch Giroud in the face just the same way we were going to punch James Rodriguez with our lips, bro. You better watch out, Giroud.
You're going to get these lip punches.
You're about to catch these lips, Giroud. You better watch yourself, you chisel jawline, speedo wearing temptress. Okay. I'm a married straight man, Giroud. You keep your shirt on.
You're doing this to me, okay?
This is your fault. I never had these questions before, Giroud. Okay. I want to fight you with my lips, bro.
I don't want to harass you over Twitch, but you're making me, all right?
This is your fault. Don't you dare block me, bro.
Anyway, 558 people watching that.
Justin Freeberg said, is there going to be a starting 11 of players you want to punch with our lips?
It's a great question.
All right. Now that team needs to be made.
I'm mainly excited about the graphics we can create around it. You know what I mean?
The kit alone, the badge. I mean, I'm excited. Is anyone else?
Oh, okay.
So dumb.
We had a couple of questions earlier from that people were putting in before we started. Board Martin asked the question, how would Messi fit in an EPL team?
Like a glove. Are you kidding me?
He would do just fine. You got to ask which EPL team is going to fit around Messi. That is.
Look at what Crimson Pizza said.
The Besitos 11.
The Besitos 11.
Oh, hilarious.
I think Messi, if you look at it, there's no team that doesn't benefit from having Messi. People are going to say Man City. I think he probably fits Man City the best. I think after that, I would say Arsenal before Liverpool just because of the way they play.
Oh, yeah. Would you?
Yeah, I think I would say that. Then I'd say Liverpool. I think at the bottom of the list is Everton. Oh, I just want you to know that. That's last. Because nobody wants them. And actually, Tottenham is bottom of the list. You're 19th. How's that sound, Christian? Crystal Palace. They'll certainly benefit from having Messi. I think most of the benefit will be Messi in the dressing room going, what are you guys doing out there?
Are you guys professionals?
At least try. That's trying?
Wow. I remember my U8 team being better than this. Okay. We had another question from Sweeney Sierra in 72 said, who's winning the league? I say City. Come on. come on, you Gunners. C-O-Y-G. Yeah.
I don't know why you think it's City. By the way, perfect Tommy said the kit would be fake abs airbrushed on an Umbro kit. Messi only has one mountain left to conquer. Messi to Stoke confirmed.
There it is.
That's Crimson Pizza. Look, I think the talk of Messi, I would prefer to go to PSG over City.
I mean, but
it just like you don't you kind of want a cakewalk at this point in your career? You're 34 years old.
The move to Manchester City would make the very easy lateral move to NYCFC. I think that's the plan. So that's what I'm hoping for. Just cause,
I would prefer that. Yep. That's for sure.
It'd be exciting.
I put this in the Slack. I don't know if you want to pull it up. These the three photos here that someone made for Bukayo Saka's first 50 games compared to some of the best Premier League teenagers ever. Do you see it?
I do see it.
All right. Why don't you Bing that bad boy?
I'll put it up.
And let's pull up some of these images. Okay. And first, I just want you guys to focus on the hair of the first guy. Here we go. Wow. Cesc right? Fabregas. Look at Cesc Fabregas. With the flowy mullet.
I think that's the hair I'm growing right now, bro.
Dude, it is fabulous. I could do that. I should do that with my hair. But look at that. So we're talking about his first 50 appearances compared to other teenagers' first 50 appearances. And let me know where you guys think Bukayo Saka sort of ranks before you saw these photos. I'd punch Cess with my lips and jump on the bench. I love that this is a part of our show. So Cesc Fabregas played more minutes. He played 443 minutes. That's 443 minutes per goal and assist, whereas Saka only needed 265. He had 6 goals to Cesc's 3 and 8 assists to Cesc's 5. And remember, Cesc, everyone was like, what an amazing, you know, midfielder and, you know, an assist machine. And here he goes. Saka's beating him, right? Who's the next guy? Look at the lack of hair on this dude right here.
Next up was this Saka versus Wayne Rooney.
Okay, 10 goals to Saka 6, no assists to Saka's 8.
Okay.
So how what do you think there, Christian?
I think that Bukayo Saka is a pretty good soccer player.
Well, you know what? You come here for the hard-hitting. what a takedown. What a complete takedown of Wayne Rooney.
Am I supposed to, like, put Bukayo Saka on this pedestal? He's good. Well, I mean, but Arsenal, he's playing on a bad team. What do you want me to tell you?
Okay, and we don't have to use the word bad. we can use not playing as good as they could.
Because of the poor results, it's difficult to praise this young man. Look, he gets...
Jaron Wright put tongue punch... Cesc's fart box.
Okay. Thank you for the contribution, and thank you.
Thank you for revealing your search history to us.
Dasha Michelle. I'm sorry.
Welcome.
You had to walk in. Mark. You had to walk in on that. It's usually a little classier in here. But it is what it is sometimes.
Oh, Aussie AB made a good point. Why is Wayne Rooney in a Man United kid? Wasn't he at Everton in his first 50 games? That's a good point.
Yeah.
I don't think he was there for all 50, though.
He left pretty early, but...
Yeah, I don't know if he was there for all 50. That might be at the end of his 50th game. But if you look at Wayne Rooney, look at the hype that was surrounding him. Consider the hope of the men's national team, the Three Lions, early on. You know, soccer's being talked about as a backup. And then, of course, Saka versus a rapist. You've got Cristiano Ronaldo's first 50 games. 6
Why
goals.
I hope he's better than this one. Yeah,
I know. I mean, just please, we wouldn't put it up. Same amount of goals, 6 goals each. Saka with 1 extra assist.
Okay. What? All right. Well, I don't know. Make the point you want to make, Alexis, because...
I think the point I'm making is Saka, it should be considered like the greatest teenager of all time right now, and people ain't putting the respect on him, I don't think.
He plays on the national team.
Robert from LA said, you have to really listen to the whole show, future Cooligans quote.
He plays on the national team. He is getting the recognition. He would get, I think, more recognition if he was playing on if his team was doing better. I think the issue here with him is, and this happens all the time, when Wayne Rooney, when Ronaldo, when Fabregas, when they were all doing these things in the beginning of their careers, nobody praises young players that highly until they have done it for a few more years. So
all 3 of those players were praised insanely. I mean, how many times do we see the goal, the Wayne Rooney's first goal against Arsenal being replayed like every 20 minutes
now,
this season?
Now.
But even then he was considered like a starlet, you know, like, oh, this kid's going to be the great English national team hope.
Right now. He is.
They're not talking about him like that.
You want a young player to be spoken about the way a legend is spoken about now. And that's never going to happen.
I want a young player to be spoken about the way that legend was spoken about when he was also young.
I would say that they are speaking about Saka the way they were talking about Rooney.
All right.
Ronaldo,
maybe I'm viewing it.
When they were doing, in their formative years.
I don't think Saka, especially on the national team, you know, conversation, is getting the level of respect that I think he deserves.
Look, it's also tough. It's been a weird year. There's no fans. There's less, like, people.
Who gives a shit? We all watching TV. You know what it is.
We're comparing a different time. I mean, this is an unprecedented
time. To your point, Tu Bronson said you don't talk about players like that when the team isn't winning, though. I mean, was how, where was Everton when Rooney was on there?
So I don't know what point are you making that they you just they said that they were talking about him highly, and now you're saying that because he wasn't on team.
No, I'm saying Everton wasn't a winning team at that time, or not a great team at that time.
Yeah,
not one of the top, and they were talking about Rooney that way. So why aren't they talking about soccer that way?
Well, Rooney came in when he was, 16 years old? And he was doing those things. So I think, you know, that is maybe a little bit more shocking.
Because he's a little bit younger. Soccer's what, 20, if I'm not mistaken? 19 to 20 years old?
How much are we... Soccer's great. He's doing what he's supposed to do. He is.
Honestly, that's all I needed to hear, okay?
I don't know what else you want. Like, he's playing on a Premier League team. He's on the English national team. He's a young player. He's doing well. I don't even see the... we can compare... These comparisons are annoying to me. I'm just like, whatever, you're good. Let's keep it moving.
I don't understand why it's annoying. I think it's great to sort of look back and say, oh, wow. Like, people are like, oh, okay, Saka's a good player. You might want to start saying Saka could potentially be one of the greats.
The reason I don't like that is because...
Alexis is wishy-washy with this argument. No, I'm telling you exactly what the hell I'm saying.
The reason I have a problem with this is because, you know, if we accept that, like, you know, when... people have the argument about LeBron and Jordan. Could Jordan have done it during this era? The players are bigger, the players are stronger, or whatever. Like, you're comparing different eras to some degree, even though these players are also...
Yeah, I get it. It's difficult because it's different eras. TTV Alcatraz said Saka has less hype than Greenwood, which I don't think TTV Alcatraz actually agrees with me, but what should we call it? Thank you, T-Star Fox. Everyone chatted about Greenwood when we popped off for 3 months. Here's the thing, though. I actually get the Greenwood hype because he's left-footed, if I'm not mistaken. Like, that, I get it. Like, you know, Greenwood also came on and just looked amazing.
Thank you for the follow, by the
way. Thank you for the follow. Mason Greenwood came on and looked amazing. My point is, yo, Saka came in. From the moment he came in, he looked good. He's only continued to get better. He's essentially a leader on the team, which is embarrassing for Arsenal. I'm not saying... that's a good thing. It's embarrassing that you need a Emile Smith Rowe in soccer, or else you can't beat even one of the worst teams in the league. That the more of your senior players can't get it done. My point is I don't see the hype built around soccer that I think he deserves. I don't see the conversation looking at him. I think if you look at like the proposed England starting 11 for the Euros, he's listed behind Luke Shaw, if I'm not mistaken. Like, fam.
Oh, yeah. Cause
no disrespect to Luke Shaw, who's having a pretty good season.
Saka
plays
fullback sometimes, yeah.
He could play left or right. I mean, he's, again, incredible player, deserves it. But what I'm saying is Saka should be like, oh, thank God Saka's playing for the national team. And I just don't feel that. I just feel like he's getting disrespected because he is an Arsenal. And whether that's because Arsenal's not having a great year, or because it's just Arsenal, or because there's so many good young players, I get it.
I love this from Poorly Drawn Arsenal. Said, I think the most impressive thing about Saka is that he wasn't as hyped as other Arsenal youth players when he was coming up, and he ended up being better than them, which I 100% agree with.
Yeah, and Nketiah, I think, had way more buzz. Willick, I think, at one point had more buzz. Where are they? You know what I'm saying? Emile Smith Rowe, I think, has completely changed our midfield, and Saka could play all the way from fullback down to your winger. I just don't understand. I think Maitland-Niles could do the same thing, just not at the same level. I just don't understand why a player like Saka, and maybe you're just not up on this because you're not an Arsenal fan. I see it, and I feel like I'm not seeing enough praise for a player like Saka. And I think these three images prove, at least stat-wise, that he's on par with three incredibly good players, two great.
If there's not enough praise, Alexis, why don't you be the change you wish to see in the world? Praise the young man.
I'm doing it right now, baby.
All right.
I'm a fighting with my lips. Add him to the list, bruh. 1,800 people here do not know what's happening.
Chad
Bethy. And Kenty is running a drug ring in Baltimore.
Oh, he
does look like Marlo, man.
Chad, take care, man. Thank you for hanging out, Chad Bethy. Okay, we have a couple things to wrap up, and what else is left?
You know, we're at 1,800 viewers. As soon as you see a lot of people in here, you want to log off. What is it?
I mean, they should have been here sooner for the rest.
What is it with Christian? We pop it, Christian. Like, I'm done
for 4 hours
and 17 minutes and 54 seconds. Let's go.
It's a long time. Okay,
I want the same energy Alexis has defending Saka. When? When? I got you. We got some other questions. Who is winning the league? I say City. We mentioned that. I think it's too much. I think it's just too much of a point gap for United to make up. I think, look, United showed great. And we've had this conversation. I still don't think Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is an incredible manager or an incredible tactician. I think he's a good manager. I don't think he's hit the level of great manager. But, and the reason I say this, tacticians, he's shown two huge games, Champions League last year and whatchamacallit, and now against City, incredible tactics. I just don't think he's the consistent guy to do that.
Who's so we have a couple of questions of who's going to end up in fourth place.
Arsenal, baby. You already know what it is. It's our time. I don't think we make it up from 10th to 4th. I think at best we finish 6th. I think at best. Okay. But I also don't think West Ham is going to hold on. I think it's either Everton. I just don't see Liverpool making a comeback, and I don't see Aston Villa being able to sort of change of pace here. So I think Chelsea sticks in fourth, or Chelsea swaps with Leicester. And I think West Ham maybe have a chance. Everton maybe has a chance.
Edard said, not consistent enough in big games. Too many reserve performances resulting in goalless games.
Justin Freebrook said, Brendan manager is doing well. He's great. He's a great manager. His name.
I don't think, even though I wish Everton end up in fourth, I don't think that's going to happen. I think fifth is...
That's a dream.
It's a dream. That's what I mean. Carlo Ancelotti said it in an interview. He said Europe is the hope, and fifth is possible. I mean, it'll take a lot to fend off. Tottenham, Liverpool, Chelsea as well being in that mix. It'll be tough, but it's not impossible. They just got to get. They got to beat the teams that they should beat. You know, that loss to Fulham a couple weeks ago, I can't let it go. It's so ridiculous. I think it's a possibility. Fifth, but I think Chelsea, ends up in fourth. I'll be honest.
Who was it here who said this? LCAB said Chelsea will be fourth. I think their defense is going to be rock solid. I mean, how many goals have they given up since Tuchel came on? I don't think many, or if any, actually. I think they gave up one. What was the one goal they gave up? They've had such a strong run, and I think when you look at that, clearly he sort of changed the mentality of the club. I don't know if it's that new manager bump that generally happens. It seems more like it's his system. You know what I mean? It seems like he's just not allowing the players to sort of fall into the bad habits that they had under Frank Lampard. And he's completely changed the game or the team from inside out, which is rather impressive. And I think that continues. I think that's why he swaps with Brendan managers over at Leicester. And I think he ends up going red. DJ Minotti said Manchester is red. Yeah, but for what? You know what I mean? Tell City while they're having their parade. You know what I mean?
Hello, Shrek Swamp. Thank you for coming through.
Thank you so much, Shrek Swamp. I like how he put his own name. Hi, Shrek Swamp. Chelsea winning the league and reaching UCL semis this year. Damn, Edard. Is this Ed Woodward? I mean, that'd be United. I actually have a question. I know it's not one of the questions asked, but we talked a little bit about Liverpool. Do you think, Christian, do you think Klopp is on the hot seat? 6 losses in a row at home?
Yes.
I know they just won a Champions League.
Yeah, no, they won their last they lost to
Fulham. Yeah, they lost. And it looks like he's lost the locker room. It looks like he's lost Salah. It looks like Salah's unhappy. It looks like Sadio Mane ready to go. Do you think do you think it's smart to even be having that conversation that Klopp should go? Or do you think, dude, homie won Champions League, homie won the Prem. You got to give him another year.
The homie Klopp won.
You know?
Won so many things.
My guy Klopp.
I'll just say repeatedly there's been a lot of injuries. And Klopp is also going through a lot of like personal stuff. He lost his mother and wasn't able to travel to be with family and stuff like that. So I think there's a lot of things going on. I don't know how much of it is contributed to the poor results in the league, like the personal issues, but I wouldn't go as far as to say like he's lost the team. They're losing, they can't defend. They can't defend as well as they were in the past. You don't have, you take away Virgil van Dijk, you're going to be a little bit, you're going to be a weakened team. So, I don't think
that- Yo boy Zane said, what country is this for? I mean, we have American accents and we're talking about the English Premier League. Relax.
I mean, the show is for all the countries. You don't have to stop watching if you're in a particular place.
T-Star Fox is making a great point here. He said, they've looked bad since Klopp said Mane looked like a rapper. Ace Hez 15.
They look bad, but that was old. I remember that from like 2 years ago. That the reason he said that was because he didn't want to bring Sadio Mane to Dortmund when he was coaching there, and he said no because he saw him and he thought he looked like a rapper, and I mean, which is,
people are saying because he's black.
I mean, I think maybe whether he was dressed a certain way or whatever, it's a stupid thing for Klopp to say. Yeah. But
you know, Klopp do like to get his jokes off, and sometimes that joke ain't hit, bruh. You know, when you say a joke and it leads to what do you mean? That's not a good joke. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
From two comedians, I'm going to tell you, it's not a good joke.
It's one of those things where people look at somebody and they presume they are certain. Yo, boy, Zane, what's good? Thank you for following.
Crimson Pizza said the United Republic of Gullistan. Thank you so much, you boy.
it's one of those things where
Judd on the bench said, I mean, he was rapping at the time. Was he? Or did he come and spin bars like, yo, my man Klopp?
I've dealt with this too. I don't know where exactly Klopp was coming from. I'm not going to presume, but by saying this, it could be triggering to some.
It's
degree.
Also assumed that it's a racist statement. That's, I think, the point you're trying to make.
Yeah, no, it could be. I mean, racist is probably I think the extreme version of it. But
can I also add that it doesn't help that you have a German accent, because whenever you say something with a German accent, it kind of always sounds a little disrespectful.
Like I've dealt
Master with- Smurf. Walker, thank you so much for following.
Like when somebody says to a black person like, you're so well spoken or things like that.
Yeah,
like I've dealt with that before, and I'm like, all right, well,
you know what, no one's ever told me I sound so well spoken, so what's like, it like, Christian?
Like somebody says like, oh, you're so articulate or something like that, and it's like, well, what do you mean by that? Because you're presuming that someone who looks like me would not be, or something like that. So it's right. Something you most likely should probably just keep your mouth shut. I'm going to give Klopp the benefit of the doubt because of course he is on, he did bring him to the team and does have faith in him and whatever, but it does show that bias is very much a real thing. And even if you're a manager, even if you see somebody dressed a certain way, you presume that says something about their character. And Mane can look like he could come in with a rope chain and rings and whatever. But if the dude is going to, you know, get you 20 goals
who
season,
gives a shit?
Who gives a shit?
You know who I don't want on my team? Someone wearing that Bedazzled D Squared. That brand is trash and only soccer players wear it. Stop buying it. Your stylist is lying to you, yo. It's a basura brand.
Yeah.
I like this. Zexo LOL said, who do we think that Thiago Silva is going to replace in the Chelsea backline when he's fit? Nobody. Tuchel ain't messing with this squad. If Christian Pulisic can't get in, your boy Thiago Silva goes sit on the bench. Why don't you call your grandchildren, Thiago? They miss you. What team do you guys follow? I'm an Arsenal fan. He's an Everton fan, just so you know. Well, here's the point why I asked about Klopp. Because your boy Steven Gerrard, I don't know if you remember him. I don't know if this slips past your brain.
Who's that? Never heard of him.
Homie going undefeated in the Scottish Premier League, and the team looks good. And if you look at the system, it's kind of plug and play with what Klopp is doing. I feel like he's showing Liverpool like, hey, yo, when you ready to make a change, I just want you to know I'm ready, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we mentioned this on our show, on the TV show, but yeah, that'll be the move. Steven Gerrard is most likely going to be the next manager whenever Klopp leaves, which I don't think it's anytime soon. But it seems like he's next in line.
I'm going to make a prediction. I'm going to make a prediction right now. And I want y'all to remember this because I'm absolutely amazing. Why do you follow the English Premier League and not American? We do. We have a TV show in the U.S. about the American soccer
MLS
league
stuff. There's MLS.
It's all over the back there. We do. We follow. They give us a chance to talk about Premier League. Let us talk about your country, your league. Y'all ain't the only ones allowed to talk about it. It should be called soccer. Shut up.
Yeah.
Whatchamacallit. By the way, if you're just listening to this, you're thinking, why is Alexis yelling at everyone? Thank you so much, Dark Knight Sub, for following. Here's the point I'm trying to make. I think Klopp becomes the manager. This is my prediction. Klopp becomes the manager of Barca, right? Gerrard steps in at Liverpool. Not right away. This might take a year or two, you know, but I think that's eventually what happens.
Okay. I'm hopeful. I mean, look, I don't want to spend too much time speculating on, managerial moves per se on a team that just won Champions League fairly recently and also won the Premier League as well. I think Klopp is in a decent spot.
Yo Boy Zane said, it's currently 12:15 a.m. here in London, and I should be asleep because I have school in the morning. But you're watching two New Yorkers yell about your country's league? Shouts to you. Listen, school, you don't need it.
Yo, is this Zane Malik? Who's this? Yo Boy Zane.
It's your boy Zane. What you studying? Are you in what do you guys call it? Secondary school?
Or university.
Oh, are you in university?
Or uni. They call it uni.
I'm at uni. I know, but he's an NYCFC fan. Yeah, this is actually the supporters NYCFC kid.
Yeah, Thurl Bronx.
Thurl Bronx. Yeah, shouts to the Bronx, shouts to the BX.
I got the coaster.
Okay. I wanted to make that prediction, so I'm glad. But by the way, Rangers going invincible if it happens. I know they've already won the league, but if they go invincible, that's a story people got to be talking about. I mean, that's incredible, especially coming where they came from. I know not everyone is a fan of Rangers, certainly not a fan of the politics of the stands, but shouts to Steven Gerrard, who's doing his thing.
All right. Okay.
Let's finish on to Perfect Tommy's question. Best candy bar, go.
Best candy bar. I don't know how popular this one is, but this is one of my favorites growing up.
Justin Freebrick said, Alexis channeling D's Italian vibes. D's my wife for everyone watching. And speaking with his hands. Guano speak with our hands too, though. It's very popular. My favorite is if you ask my mom anything, she'll be like, you'll be like, oh, which way is the store? She's like, okay, you got to go here. And she like moves a cup. And then she's like, okay. And then you're the this. And then I'm the that. It's like, you don't have to map it out on the table. Just talk to me. Okay. Jaron Wright said that his is Snickers. Yeah, I believe you missed the C in there.
My favorite candy bar is, Alexis, are you familiar with?
Here we go. If this is, of course I'm familiar with Nutrageous.
Nutrageous.
I had to stop eating these in high school because everyone said I looked like I was sucking a, because it's kind of bumpy,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. No, that's, it's ribbed for your pleasure.
Let's just say if you left it unwrapped, a divorcee would be like, oh my, where do I get one of those? Kit Kat, we got Kit Kat. I like Kit Kat. We got Twix, peanut butter, crimson pizza. Really about the Twix. Steven Jumbo just said picks. Peanut butter cups, Kit Kat. Score or Nestle Crunch? Score, S-K-O-R. What was in that?
I've never heard of it. Score.
It's a chocolate toffee bar produced by the Hershey Company. Yo, that sounds like that sounds like the one you only get on Halloween.
S-K-O-R. O-R. So I just Googled S-K-O-R, and it is apparently condoms. It's a flavored, it's flavored condoms.
You put an E on there, dude.
Oh, there's no E?
No, homie.
Oh, my bad. Oh, wait, no. What did I do?
Now that candy bar. What is wrong with your Bing?
I hit the wrong button. I got rattled by the score. score. There it is. Okay, now there's just a bunch of shoes as well.
Yeah, this is like an old man candy bar.
I've never heard of this.
Minifornia said Veiny Delight. Judd on the bench said also ribbed for your pleasure. All candy bars are dicks, dude.
We support it. Okay. But I'm all score in my mouth.
score is mad underrated. I mean, it's not exactly the vibe I'm looking for. I'm allowing this, Robert from L.A., only because I know what you mean, and it's a great wordplay. Whatchamacallit? You got to go. Snickers is like the OG, right? Like, that's the one that you say, like, regardless of what bodega you're at, if you're hungry, you could eat it. That's probably the better one. But the problem why I don't like Snickers is because I feel like the smaller ones, the little mini joints, are better than the full candy bar.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
Right? Mm. You know what I mean? So that kind of makes me feel like you lose a point.
The bites.
Because the bites. And then remember, they got the fun size, which is like the half joint. And then they got the full joint, right? But the Snickers in the freezer.
Oh, yeah.
The one with the ice cream. Unparalleled.
Does that count as a candy bar?
Even though, yeah, I feel like it should. What the point I'm going to make is not that one. That one's so great that I feel like Snickers gains another point, right? The point it lost because the smaller ones are better, it gains a point. So if you're not a Snickers fan, if you can't eat peanuts and you can't have that, then I say Nutrageous is great. Take Five, I don't know if it counts as a bar. Low key, my favorite. You know what Take Five is?
Yes, I do know what Take Five is.
Okay. Pull it up so everyone can see it. And make sure you spell it correctly before it shows up at some dildo shop. Where five of those at once? It's a gun that holds five of them.
Yes, no, I'm looking at Take 5 inches, right? What is it?
Yeah. Really not that impressive.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Oh, man. Cadbury Aero Bar from the UK. There's a candy bar in the UK that's like, do you have a picture of like the actual candy bar, not just the wrapper? There's a candy bar in the UK that's like, I think it's called Flake or whatever. It's just, you bite into it, it falls apart like a croissant does. Look at this, right? It's got the peanut. It's got the pretzel in there. There's caramel. There's something else. This to me, if you consider this a candy bar, because there's two of those in that pack. If you consider this a candy bar, that's my favorite. If not, I'm going to go with Snickers. And if not that, I'm going with a Whatchamacallit, yo. Remember Whatchamacallit?
Wow, Alex about to drop the mic on that
Whatchamacallit. I'm imagine I break this microphone. I'm like, Whatchamacallit?
I'm starting to type Whatchamacallit, and the second entry is, what does heaven look like? Whoa.
Damn, Bing. Bing here for an existential crisis. Zexo LOL said they put flakes in an ice cream cone, and it's called a 99. Yo. Now that would be fire. Whatchamacallit. You didn't have to go king size on them, but whatchamacallit, low key, incredible. I don't even remember what's in it, but it's all like soft and crunchy at the same time. It's
yeah.
Yo, Bing is deep, said poor Martin. Your boy Zane, who remember, it's like 12:30 at where he is, said, I have a question, and is this chat certified for children? Because I'm literally looking at the chat and it's so overage. Well, You're in an adult conversation now, you boy.
Okay, we're talking about candy bars, all right? It's only for adults. Any kids, get the hell out of here. Right?
Yo, maybe your man, Zane, should come in the chat. Thank you, Annex on Twitch.
Thank you so much. Yeah. We talk about soccer, and then we talk about the important stuff, all right?
Sometimes we slip in the conversation. We also said we were going to fight a male soccer player with our lips. So, you know, the conversation gets a little wild sometimes.
Okay. All right. I think we should wrap up. The podcast has been going for a little bit.
Don't forget to wrap it up, folks. You know? Score.
Wrap those candy bars up, okay? Everybody, thank you so much for hanging out. We're obviously going to, we'll stay on Twitch a little bit longer, but everybody listening to this podcast, absolutely appreciate you. Thank you for taking the time. Hope you enjoyed it. And if you enjoy listening to the podcast, join us on Twitch, get in the chat. Let us know. I mean, we got some, some serious heat from the
all ages welcome.
the Twitcheteros, absolutely crushing it today. Super, another really fun show in the book. We've been on Twitch for 4.5 hours doing this. We were doing the watch along before that, but yeah, if you're listening to this, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Make sure you leave a review on iTunes if you have not yet. We would appreciate that. Help more people be aware of the show. And I think that's about it.
Yeah, that's it.
We have coming up We have a bunch of really fun shows. If I know some people that are watching this Twitch stream are in England. We have a great show coming up tomorrow. We have Astral.
Thank you
for the follow.
Astral, thank you. And by the way, just to answer, tomorrow we will be doing the... So if you're listening to this, when this comes out, we're going to be doing the watch along for the art for the Europa matches as well. So we'll be on tomorrow.
So come through. And yeah,
or later today. If
and
listening.
Then on the Fubo TV show, we have Adam Akola of
Stretford Paddock. He's also, you see him.
True Geordie.
Yo, or whatever the kickoff, which is on True Geordie's channel. Thank you, ZexOLOL, for following. Thank you so much. Jaffa cakes are trash, by the way.
Okay, all right.
You know, now that you followed, I feel like I can say that. I could be true to myself. I could be my true self. But yeah, we've got some
unfollow. You know, that's it.
Please don't hit the sub button. Yeah, so we got some great stuff. Adam McCole is absolutely incredible. Massive United fan. You know him. Just incredible, incredible guest. So yeah, it's a great chat.
Yeah. So, make sure you check that out. That'll be, on Thursday, 8 PM Eastern time, FuboSportsNetwork.com. And then it'll be available Friday as a podcast and, on the Fubo Sports YouTube channel. So, subscribe to the Fubo Sports YouTube channel, youtube.com/FuboSports. That's where all our full episodes, live, the video of all the shows. And there's a bunch of other great shows there, as well. So please check that out. Okay. Thank you so much for the support, for tuning in. Again, we'll see you tomorrow with another show on Twitch, a podcast. The Cooligans are just trying to be a part of your life. Thank you for welcoming us week after week.
Read Justin Freeberg's comment.
Justin Freeberg said, "Can Christian scream 'I love candy'?" That's it.
Well, he just wanted you to do it.
In a certain way, what's my motivation? Because
you guys are starting to see what it's like to work with him.
Because it reminds me of what's the song? The I want candy, bam 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 bam. Right? Isn't that a song?
I've heard it. What's that called when they string stuff together? Like the montage. That was like an 80s, 90s montage song. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Crimson Peace says, "Seductively."
Bye, Zane.
Zane, take care. Appreciate you coming through. We appreciate it. I know it's late out in the UK.
Good luck with school tomorrow.
Now I got to go rest my voice because I've been speaking for too long.
Perfect. Tommy said, "Love y'all's buns."
Yell angry like you're arguing with someone. Okay.
Yeah.
I want candy.
He's good. He's good, guys. Good actor, folks.
Okay. I mean, look, this is it. I mean, I should just do all my acting auditions right on Twitch.
I mean, we just self-tape on Twitch. They're like, "I'm not sure of the choice of the headphones and why you keep talking to this chat, but I like it." Thank you, Private Goonzer.
Appreciate you. Joseph Rivers, "Now I feel threatened and aroused." Okay.
All right. Besitos 11.
I just go to carriages and grab the lollipop from a baby and say, I want candy.
Remember when we were saying bye 7 minutes ago?
Yes. Yo, thank you for hanging out. Leave a review. Follow us on all social media at Soccer Cooligans. Hit us up on Instagram and on Twitter. And of course, follow us on Twitch. We'll be That's here right. week after week.
EdTwitch.com. It comes right to our channel.
Y'all, the absolute best. Okay. Thank you, everybody, in the chat. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the show. With that said, my name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerrero.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!